The game has come to an end, and it is Gweedore who are going to the semi-finals of the Ulster Senior Club Championship with, we could say, an unimpressive victory today against Carrigan, as they won it by 3-11 to 1-13 was the final score. Martin, it was two different halves, to say the least here, because it was all Gweedore in the first half. They were looking comfortable, 2-10-6 against the Antrim champions. You expected them to come out of the blocks and continue on that form, but for some reason or another, in this latter half, it didn't go the way of the Gweedore men. They managed just a goal and a point in the second half, but they'd done the work in the first to get themselves through. But a lot of thinking to do after that performance.
Yeah, exactly, and you know, the fact that they lost Oran McFadden Ferry, Oran McNeillis before the game, and they lost Kieran Gillespie right at the start of the game, and we wish particularly Kieran Gillespie the best luck, that his knee injury picked up, and hopefully it's not too serious, because he was playing really, really well. You know, hopefully from Gweedore's point of view, that the other two men will be back for the next day anyway. But looking at it, you know, the great first half, brilliant performance the first half, the second half disappointing. I met Donald Murta coming into the ground, the Cross McGlen manager, and he was just coming into the ground here to watch the game, but I think that he'll go home not knowing what to do, scratching his head, is this the Gweedore of the first half? And you thought with losing them players and everything else that happened that the first half would be the difficult one, but they played really, really well the first half, and they opened it up, and they could have got more scores and more goals, and you know, in the sense of opening up. But the second half, Carrigan came out and wanted to play, and particularly that half back line of Carrigan, Tony Scullion, Justin Crozier and James Laverty pushed forward and really made the difference. Now at the stage when they were really in it, when they lost Donna McKeever to the second yellow card, I know I thought it was a Gweedore cornerback because they're wearing the green jerseys, but he picked up a yellow card, and that's good refereeing, because there's this thing of a player on the ground and going in and pulling them off the ground. I think it's a dangerous thing to do. Let the referee deal with it, and he ended up picking up a second yellow card, and you said, oh, well, at that stage you've held Gweedore good enough. But the goal was important in the second half, you felt that way. But Carrigan, they'll be disappointed, because they'll feel if they'd play any of the first half, that though the difference would have made. They changed their tactic, maybe taking off the full forward, Michael McGillan, putting more players inside, they made a difference. Paul McCann went on and got the goal, and Kieran Close made a difference. But I think from everybody's point of view, I think, you know, Gweedore, there's improvement. I thought that Darrow Beale had a good game. Kevin Casty, you know, the difference in the what he scored 1-3 the first half, and he made the goal, important said the second. Or Michael Carley, good match out around that midfield around, as I said, Darrow Beale. Keane Mulligan just got the one goal, but should have maybe laid off the one for the other goal, which was probably finished. Nisho Beale worked really, really hard. I thought he put in a great hour. And, you know, there's good performance. Christopher Sweeney, the goalie, getting away the short kick out is important. So, look, at the important thing is to win, and this is a good way to go into a semi final. There were a lot of hype on Gweedore, maybe to pick up them maybe to one Ulster and do big things. This will take a fair bit of pressure off them watching, and that's important for themselves. The big thing is, can they get the players back? Hopefully Kieran Gillespie, you know, hasn't picked up a serious knee injury. Hopefully he'll be okay. And you know, that the other two men, Oran McNeill, has given them that 2 weeks to get back, and Oran McFadden Ferry will be okay. So look at it, congratulations again to them. Only thing is about coming up here is to win the game. Probably too good the first half, everything was so impressive, and just the second half. But the good thing is they have a lot to work on and everything else, and it is hard in a dressing room when you feel you have the game won at half time and everybody on the ground thought the game won. It's easy for Carrigan to come out and make the difference. They'll feel disappointed that probably they didn't play at all in the first half, but their second half definitely a very improvement, as I said, from Michael McCann in the middle of the field, and particularly the half back line going forward, and you know, made a difference. So they'll be disappointed themselves. But look, the important thing is that only all champions are true, and you know, they meet Cross in two weeks' time, and that's a game we'll really, really will be looking forward to, because Cross play a real brand of kicking football, and they will kick the ball and everything else, and I think maybe that will suit Gweedore, you know, better, that you know, that they'll be able to get the running game. So look at, hopefully get the injured players by. This, you know, the first half was as good as we watched from a Gweedore team in a long time. Second half very disappointing, but that's the good thing about it is you won the match and you can work on it.